Gavin's Corner. Wales. In our two little sojourns away from home this year, we have found ourselves inexorably drawn back to Wales, a country, before our camper van arrived, was somewhere we just didn't consider, which is strange given my background. Whisper it quietly, I am probably more Welsh than any other nationality, care of my mother, who unbelievably still has a bit of a Welsh accent after living in England for the best part of 70 years. This does not impact which national teams I support. I am emphatically English, just in case there was any doubt, much to my mother's chagrin. In April, we headed to Tenby. In a month typically known for its showers and in the country renowned for being miserably wet, you could have safely bet, had a bet on the weather being suitably inclement. However, we were treated to hotter than usual temperatures and constant glorious sunshine. I hadn't been to Tenby in a very long time and had completely forgotten what a beautiful place it was. A lovely old town, glorious beaches, fresh seafood. Our second visit was altogether different affair. We set off at the start of August to a small town called Corwen, where we had rented an Airbnb for 3 nights. The trip was a belated birthday present for me, well, all of us, to go canoeing over the aqueduct in Llangollen. Leading up to our visit, we were rather nervously watching the weather forecast. Yes, it looked as though Wales was going to live up to its reputation with Storm Floris in town. Heavy rain and very strong winds were forecast to land just at the same time we were booked in to start our journey to the aqueduct. However, Wales was once again being nice to us. Yes, there was a smidgen of rain in the morning and some wind, but by the time we set out, the sun was starting to beat down on us. The aqueduct is simply amazing, especially when you consider it was opened in 1805. It is also very popular. We canoed for about half an hour to get there and then had to wait for 20 minutes as the canal traffic was all going one way and there is no room for passing. The aqueduct is literally the width of a barge and very shallow. On one side there's a walkway where the horses used to pull the barges. The other side is a massive drop to the river below, 38 metres. On the plus side, it's not a bad place to chill out and just wait your turn. Wales has so many different elements to offer. We will be back, and probably very soon, especially if the sun always shines for us. And Gavin wrote that, Gavin McLaughlin, and there's a couple of photos, one of Wales presumably, and another one of them canoeing on the canal.